Hey, it's Randy Miles with Mansa Musa from moneysmartlife.org, which means it's Take Control Tuesday. And Mansa, you know, shopping right now, it hurts. Just so much money. The prices of just anything like bread to, you know, gasoline, just very, very high. And today we're going to talk about some strategies to help us with this.
Yeah, we're going to talk about 7 money smart life strategies for dealing with rising prices or inflation. Prices are higher all over, like you said, and there's nothing you can do about it but pay them when you got to buy it. I mean, it is what it is. But here are some things you can do when you're in an inflationary environment. You know, they're talking about supply chain issues and all of that. Sorry, I don't trust people. I think they've got an excuse to raise prices, and they're raising them, and they'll put any excuse out there they want. But we on the consumer side have to pay them. So here are 7 things that you can do in an inflationary environment. First thing you can do is postpone purchases. You can wait till the prices change, till they go down. If this is temporary, for example, if you want to have some work done on your home, it's very expensive right now because of labor shortages and things. So maybe you want to do that next year. The next thing is don't fall for the Christmas shortage hype.
Ooh.
Forget about it. Listen, if whatever it is you think you want so bad that's not going to be there for Christmas, like a toy for a child or something, not necessarily on yourself, I'm going to say maybe you need to evaluate the meaning of Christmas.
Come on.
If you don't have it, you don't have it. You still can have a fun, blessed Christmas without that thing.
Absolutely.
So don't go rushing out now, falling into the hype, and then finding out all of a sudden a supply chain issue is solved on Black Friday and the stores are open and we're having sales. But, you know, sometimes I'm a skeptic, so... Number 3, don't hoard. If you start trying to stock up on stuff now, you're buying when prices are high. Do what you got to do to get along. You can maintain, but don't hoard when they're high prices. The next thing is, you know, we've encouraged people for years on this show to have a storehouse.
Yep.
3 days, 7 days, 30 days worth of supplies. But now's the time you can subsidize your weekly groceries from your storehouse.
Very true.
There are some things you can pull out of there that you bought that were lower price that can subsidize so you don't have to spend so much money right now on those same items higher price. The next thing is, and listen to the first word, aggressively save on energy, fuel, electric, and natural gas.
Yes.
Now, you got to be a maniac about this. It's winter. Everybody's energy costs are going up. Gas is over $3 a gallon last time I looked.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, listen to the first word again. Maniacally reduce waste. You got to become a maniac.
Wow.
About cutting waste out of your life. Remember, everything's higher. So that food you're throwing away or whatever is costing more. You don't want to throw it away. Listen, you need to have a down to the last drop strategy on everything. Scrape those jars out. Shake that bag. Make sure all the rice is out. And finally, step number 7. Look for ways to profit from an inflationary economy.
Hmm.
You don't just have to be the victim of inflation. Money is made at all times. Find out, educate yourself, inform yourself, and make some money in the inflationary economy. Don't use your dollars spending on things that are artificially high. Instead, invest in things that will profit from the inflationary environment.
Wow, those are all really good steps. And I think that if you put any of these strategies together, it won't seem so daunting as we go through this situation that we're going through, especially the Christmas one. I'm so on board with that.
You're right, Randy. You don't have to do all seven. Just pick one. Start there.
We can find all of the information about what we talked about today on moneysmartlife.org and also the archives, takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you.